Good morning, everyone. Today's Friday morning, 13th Veterans Day. Hope you all are having a good Friday and a good weekend. Many of us have come to realize that the true Church of Christ is underground, meaning that it's not, in all probability, a brick and mortar. The systems of this world are pretty well taken over. Most people today have joined the ranks of being sheeple people. They have gone along to get along. You know, they don't want conflict. I don't like conflict. I don't like controversy. Any more than anyone else. But to just go along to get along is not going to be sustainable, because God will not share His glory with another. And so that's why I was motivated a number of years ago to write this book, The Lies of Free Will, because I believe that free will is probably one of the greatest, the lies of free will is one of the greatest delusions that the sheeple people have bought into. And if you think that you can control your own destiny by your own free will, then you're just, you're deluded. And so, I guess God has put me on a mission to expose the lies of free will, which is most prevalent in the Roman Catholic Church and the Council of Trent. In the Council of Trent, it says, if a man says you don't have a free will, let him be accursed. Well, I guess they're going to curse the Apostle Paul and Jesus Christ, because both of them, Paul says, it's not of him that willeth nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. And Jesus Christ said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. So Jesus Christ was the biggest reinforcer of predestination election that has ever spoken. He said he came to save his people from their sins, and he also said that he told the Pharisees that they were of their father the devil, and the works of their father they would do. And they certainly have done those works. A good example being the Talmud, Judaism, Jesuitism, you know, the synagogue of Satan, who say they're Jews and they are not. So I believe that the true Church of God is pretty much underground anymore. It's a remnant. It's a very small remnant, according to the election of grace. And so that's really what's on my mind this morning. You can pretty much distinguish where people stand on the great doctrines of predestination election if you just send them to the 11th chapter of Romans and get their take on that. Because most people believe that God is the clay and they're the potter, and not the other way around. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.